On RN, you're listening to The Rhythm Divine, where spirituality meets music, with Jeff Wood.
And it's great to have you on board as this week we meet one of India's finest young flute players, following in the footsteps of Lord Krishna.
There is a story in Krishna's life that when he was young, people say that he went in the forest with his flute and he did a lot of practice, and he did so much practice and he started playing really beautifully. Then Goddess Saraswati came herself and blessing. She was really happy with his practice, that he's doing really, really well. So she blessed him and said that from now you will be really known as a really great flute master.
Well, it always helps to have a goddess on your side. That's Vinod Prasanna, a young man whose family has been playing music for more than 250 years. Vinod is himself a master of the bansuri, the traditional bamboo flute of India, and our special guest this week on The Rhythm Divine. For most Indians, especially Hindus, the bansuri is more than a simple instrument. It has huge cultural importance, and it's at the heart of India's spiritual tradition, being the instrument of the playful god Lord Krishna. And we'll hear more tales of Krishna from Vinod shortly, but first, here he is playing an early morning raga. Bansuri master Vinod Prasanna, and the alap, or opening movement, to the early morning raga Ahir Bhairav, from Samaya, a Hindi word meaning time, time that is long, with the past as a source of wisdom. Time past is ever present in India, and Vinod is a great example of that. Born in the holy Hindu city of Varanasi, he's descended from one of India's greatest flute-playing families and is heir to a musical tradition reaching back 2.5 centuries to the royal courts of northern India. Now, although it's one of India's oldest musical instruments, mentioned in the ancient sacred texts, the Vedas, and depicted in Buddhist art 2,000 years ago, the bansuri was until recently a folk instrument used by shepherds and folk musicians. It was brought onto the concert stage in the 20th century by Pandit Panalal Ghose, who doubled its length, deepened its sound, and made it a firm part of the Indian classical tradition. Which we'll hear soon with Vinod Prasanna, recorded live at last year's Woodford Folk Festival in Queensland, playing a bhajan, or devotional song, made famous by Ravi Shankar and George Harrison. But first, let's have a coffee in the shade of a Woodford gum tree and meet Vinod.
Hello, I'm Vinod here. My family actually has been playing music around 250 years. So I born in music family, you know. So I'm so lucky that I have this gift. In India, music take really seriously. It's hard in the Western world that people see music different ways, you know. If you are a musician in India, they treat you like a god. If you are a really good musician, people really appreciate, because they know behind there is so much hard work. It's not that somebody pick the instrument and just start play magic.
Well, Vinod, bansuri, the Indian bamboo flute, has a long, long history, but it's only very recently become a concert instrument, hasn't it, in North Indian
That's
classical
right.
music. Why did it take so long for that to happen?
Bansuri actually always used in India as a folk instrument, like other countries. traditionally is played for folk music, for like local folk music songs and prayer songs and stuff like bhajan kirtan in India, you know. So there is a one guy, his name is Pandit Pannalal Ghosh. He's the responsible person who built the big flute, like a bigger size. You seen me playing big flute, like a D or C or whatever scale. And he invented that, and it was quite challenging for him, you know, to bring into the classical playing, because classical music is very difficult. There is so many scales you have to practice, and, you know, it's just so many hours of practice. But he's the first person who did this in Indian classical music. And then after that, a lot of people start following him.
I've always been interested in the association of the Bansuri with Lord Krishna and, of course, Sarasvati, the goddess of music. Why are those two in particular associated with the flute?
There is a story in Krishna's life that when he was young, people say that he went in the forest with his flute and he did a lot of practice, and he did so much practice and he started playing really beautifully. Then goddess Saraswati came herself and blessed him. She was really happy with his practice, that he's doing really, really well. So she blessed him and said that from now you will be really known as a really great flute master. So, and the Krishna is always famous in India because he was always like playing flute and taking all the cows when he played the flute. All the birds and all the animals just go crazy because he was playing so beautiful. It's really haunting and so strong. So he was like going to the forest and playing flute, sit down and practice. And then, you know, always come back. And of course, there was a lot of women as well, you know, listening to his flute and then, you know, start following him. Yeah, he had, I think they say, there is a 3,600 girlfriend or something. That's funny. I don't want that. That's too much for me. Yeah.
On RN, you're listening to The Rhythm Divine, where spirituality meets music.
Thank you. I'm going to play one bhajan for you. And then we finish. Sorry. This bhajan actually is from India, very old bhajan, and then recomposed by George Harrison and Pandit Ravi Shankar ji. And it's a really sad story that he died. So please, you know, we all should pray for his soul, that wherever his soul is, live in peace.
प्रभु जी दया करो मन में आन बसो
Thank you so much, Vinod Prasanna, Simon Gorman, Shen Flindle. Thank you so much. So beautiful and so spellbinding. Thank you. Wow. We're going to be positively floating into 2013, which is a very good thing.
And the best thing is, it was a natural high. Bansuri master Vinod Prasanna and a devotional bhajan, Prabhuji Dayakaro, divine being, have mercy on me. Recorded at last year's Rhythm Divine Sacred New Year concert by Bill Annals inside the Folklorica tent at the Woodford Folk Festival in Queensland, part of the World Folklines program there. And the good news is that we'll be doing it all again this December, and you're invited. In fact, more than that, you can go in the draw to win a Woodford Folk Festival prize pack, including plane fares to Brisbane for two people, a free festival pass, and tented camping, simply by going to the RN homepage and telling us in 50 words or less what makes a music festival divine. The competition is open from Monday the 28th of October, so get your skates on. And if you are going to Woodford this year, look out for two new events which I'll be hosting. The inaugural Wisdom Talks with musicians from around the world, and UNESCO's 10th anniversary celebrations for their Intangible Cultural Heritage Register. I'm revved up already just thinking about it. So that's the last week in December. Look online for details. And while you are online, look out for information about a public forum that's coming up at the end of this month, Thursday the 31st of October, at ABC Southbank in Brisbane, titled Religion as a Weapon of War and Peace, with RN's Rachel Conn as the host. It's part of the International Symposium of Religion Journalism, and it's free. It just needs you. I'm Jeff Wood. Thanks for your company. And don't forget that you can download the program by going to the Rhythm Divine website. I'll leave you with more Bansuri action from Deva Pramal and Miten's recent album Password, dedicated to that playful flute-playing god of India, Lord Krishna, also known as Shyam, which is the name of this track. Here, featuring the young Nepalese Bansuri player Manos. And on RN, that's the Rhythm Divine.